Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 10, you will hear stories from our 11th collection, Foolhardy. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Time to Live or Die by Edward von Koenigsegg. Patience, watching the channel, hoping to see one approaching. My 12-year-old brother Skinner and I, 10 years old, found this challenge the most daring thing we could ever do. Sightings were erratic. We couldn't watch the channel every minute of every day. Small oil tankers navigating our shallow waters were our targets, easy to spot from a distance. The channel ran a mile west before it passed from view. It ran the same distance east to where tankers docked at Oil City, the local oil depot storage area. Our location let us get our rowboat out and ready near the channel's center as passing tankers headed toward Oil City or the Atlantic Ocean. We had performed this daring act numerous times. Each trip offered challenge. Timing was everything. Skinner, the stronger, manned the oars to catch large eddies swirling against the tanker's stern as it passed. Eastbound, oil-laden tankers were deeply immersed in the channel waters. Westbound, empty tankers rode higher out of the water and were faster, creating larger cresting waves and eddies. We frequently played in the empty lot across the street from our house. Its north side had a decrepit retaining wall. Some vertical posts remained standing at the water's edge where we moored our rowboat. One day, looking toward the east, Skinner's attention fixated on something. He pointed toward Oil City and shouted, "Ed, a tanker!" and began running toward our house, shouting, "Quick, let's get the oars!" We raced home, grabbed the oars, and ran to our docked 14-foot rowboat. Skinner jumped in first, and I handed him the oars. Untying bow and stern ropes from homemade outriggers, we shoved away from the shoreline. Skinner sat on the rower seat, facing me, and I sat on the stern-mounted seat, facing forward. Skinner put his back into rowing, feet braced along the boat's side ribs for support. Rowing hard in the calm waters, we approached the channel's center. With eyes on the approaching tanker, we were in position before the tanker arrived, so its starboard side would be broadside to us. Traveling fast, the tanker's bow tossed large, white-capped waves. Skinner would keep the rowboat about 50 feet from the passing tanker's starboard side. Timing became critical once the center of the starboard side was even with us. At that point, Skinner rowed directly to where the starboard side of the tanker's stern would be. He intended to get sufficiently close to the large, partially exposed propeller blades for us to ride the huge, swirling eddies, with us avoiding what we thought might be a great propeller undertow. The whirling, vicious-looking blades stuck out of the water about 5 feet. When the tanker passed, we hoped to be even with the stern center, by which time it was ahead by at least 50 to 60 feet and racing away. Once in the middle of the eddies, Skinner would stop rowing and our small boat would be spun like a top by the still powerful eddies for several revolutions. On previous adventures, I had never seriously worried about getting too close to the propellers, even though some of the tanker's crew had yelled at us. What I did not know was this time Skinner decided to do everything he could to get as close to the props as possible. In a fury, he strained at the oars, ignoring the tanker's large cresting waves while our rowboat bounced as it cut through the crests and troughs. About 15 feet from the stern, we heard crewmen leaning over the tanker's stern, yelling and waving their hands for us to get away. The ship's loud horn tooted as a warning, but Skinner ignored everything. The tank stern passed us by about 10 feet, Finally realizing what Skinner was doing, I screamed at him in terror to drop back. The rotating propeller blades made loud, swishing noises as they thrashed the water, frightening me so badly I thought I might pee in my pants. Ignoring my plea, Skinner continued toward the center of the eddies while I contemplated death by heart attack or chopping blades. Some of the crew, still leaning over the stern, continued shouting, waving fists in the air and cursing us as the tanker pulled away. Once in the center of the eddies, Skinner stopped rowing and, still holding the oars, stood up, raised his arms and screamed, "We did it!" as the eddies rapidly spun us around. Realizing we were not going to die, I tried to enjoy the circus-like rotation, which lasted about a minute. While rowing homeward, Skinner admitted, "You know, Ed, for a moment, I was really scared we were too close to the propellers and might get dragged under and chopped up." Copyright 2024, Edward von Koenigsegg. Edward von Koenigsegg, relocated from Florida, resides in Ticonderoga, New York. Having a 40-year career in technical publications, he also published two books, Technical Writing for Private Industry and Island Park, a Memoir, and four short stories. He created 92 one-hour lectures on biblical history for presentations to elders, sponsored by the nonprofit Florida-based Shepherd Centers organization. He also created and taught two semesters on technical writing for advanced English students at Florida Institute of Technology, is an editor, and is currently writing a novel, a biography, and an autobiography. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 11 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.